cake or pie?
I mean, probably cake.
Yes.
Oh, man. It depends.
It had. I knew it. Look, it had. No, it's okay. You don't have to.
Is cheesecake an answer?
Exactly. Okay. Right? Yeah.
Cheesecake is cake. Because
but I like banana cream pie cheesecake, so.
Wow, that's a lot.
I know, I feel like that's, right? I feel like that's this is me. Words. It's always like the middle ground.
Hi, this is Build Things Better. I'm Ben Peterson.
And I'm Zach Reinhardt.
And we're here with Joy O'Connor of Earth and Joy. Hey, Joy.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you. I'm excited.
Thanks for being here.
I'm excited.
We're excited.
You're good.
So much that we're talking over each other.
Yes.
It's good. It's good to do.
So, where do you draw the inspiration for what you make?
A lot of it is, I don't know, like color palettes I find inspiring. So I'm always taking pictures of color palettes and trying to remember that for like jewelry or like, I don't know, for my displays, I kind of want to mix it up and not always have the same colors and stuff. So that is inspiring to me, different color palettes. But also I love going to like Kansas City and going to some of the makerhoods there and just seeing what's fresh. Or Australia has a really great maker scene and a lot of ceramic artists. And so you can find new techniques or new stuff from there. But they've got a magazine I really like called Frankie that has interviews with artists or just interesting stuff going on in Australia that I don't know. I find that super inspiring.
What was sort of the first product that you made to sell or that you made and sold that kind of convinced you that you could do it? You could make Earth and Joy more than just a hobby.
Gotcha. So social media makes things really easy to sell things. And I've always been an artsy, craftsy person. And so I'd sold other things like through my Facebook, like, I don't know. I had babies. I made some like onesies and sold some of those through Facebook. And then I made some like cross stitch family portrait things I sold through Facebook. And I happened to, my mother-in-law is a potter. She got me back into clay and she wanted me to make ornaments with her and try and sell them with her. And so I was like, okay. And I was just doing what she was doing. And she's like, no, you can make your own designs. And I was like, all right. So I think the first design I came up with on my own. I wanted to do something totally opposite her like nativity scene and like, I don't know.
Sort of traditional.
Traditional Christmas carol type things was ho ho hot mess for my sister. So I made that one and posted on my Facebook and my friends loved it. And then I made some other ones too and they loved them and they were like, you should sell these. So that's the first thing I sold, and I didn't really have an intention of it becoming a business, but...
Sure. How many of those did you sell?
I lost track. I'm artsy, but I'm not business-minded, and I've never been great at keeping track of inventory, but I would guess probably that first season I sold 50-ish or so. Yeah. Somebody, once I sold them all on Facebook within a few days, said I should take them to Aroma's coffee house, kind of random. And so I took them in there and they loved them. And Sharon, who does the like wall art, what do you call that?
The hand
sign painting. Yeah. She was there and she was like, I love these. And then she told me to take them somewhere else. And so sold them around town.
Yeah. She was, I think Aroma's has been like a, sort of an incubator for small new makers.
Yeah.
I remember when I first started making my Omaha is my Omaha keychains.
Yeah.
Aroma's was the first place that retailed those.
Oh, funny.
And it's just such a cool feeling to walk into a store and see something that you made, right? Like for sale, yeah, not on your Facebook or Instagram page.
Right, right.
Do you, sort of side note, do you have a photo of that original?
I probably do, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure I do.
We'll try to get that from you. We're going to be putting up a sort of a blog post for each podcast and want to showcase some photos, and that would be a really relevant photo if you still have it. We would love to share that.
Yeah, yeah. If I don't have that one, I have another one I made for my sister the next season that's ho, ho, holy shit. So,
there you go. Do you have any more of those? Because I might need like 10.
I'll have to make you one. I'll have to make you a batch.
Nice. That's great. So ornaments sort of got you into realizing that maybe this could be more than just a hobby.
Yeah.
So where did the name Earth and Joy come from? How did you land on that name?
Right. So I made those in my kitchen table and then, or dining room table. And then I like used the little scraps from the sides of the ornaments to make earrings. And then I started selling those at Scout. And then one day Patrick was like, my husband, you need to have a business name if you're going to sell these more places and you need to start branding it. And so I was like, Earth and Joy. I mean, it's earthenware clay and my name's Joy, but it like literally came to me that fast.
Wow.
And I was like, can I change it later? Because I didn't think it was that great. But he's like, I love it. That's perfect. And then everybody else loved it. And so I'm kind of stuck with it now. And I'm like, it doesn't feel like it should have been that easy. So I feel like maybe someday I'll come up with a real name, but it's kind of too late.
Don't do it. No. It's a real good name. And
it works.
It's a great name. I agree. So you started with the Ho Ho Hot Mess.
Yep.
And Ho Ho Holy Shit.
Yes.
As your first products.
Super classy.
Super classy. I love it.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people know you for your Nebraska themed stuff and your wearable planters, your sort of living necklaces.
I knew that was going to come up. Knew it.
But what is the favorite piece that you've made or the favorite piece currently in your line?
I mean, what I like to make and what's my favorite might be different, but I love making anything faceted because I like carving the facets. And Patrick actually just got me a new tool that's like a different kind of faceting tool that I really like. So any carving stuff I enjoy. But I also, the ornaments were made with a sgraffito method, which is when you have a piece of like leather hard clay and you put glaze on it. And then you take a really fine detailed tool. It's called like a stylus, and you carve it away and you can write words or draw designs or whatever. And so anything made using that is really enjoyable for me. And I'm trying to get back into that because I kind of have gotten away from that the last couple years because it takes a lot of time. But
what's leather hard clay?
Leather hard clay is like where it's still sort of moist. I'm sorry for everybody who hates the word moist, but it's still a little wet. It's not bone dry, and
cool.
So a little more firm.
Uh huh. Yeah, it can't be. If it's too wet, it takes too long. You can do it, but it's not enjoyable. But when it's leather hard, it's perfect because it just curls away with your little tool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So then. You had sort of a, like, was it like a square or a circle and you carved Ho Ho Hot Mess into it?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool.
You'll be able to see that. Yeah. So, yeah, I've done some wall art with the sgraffito method that I really like. I have a piece in my studio that I don't sell that's made with that, with really fine detail design in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So your favorite to make is sort of anything where you're sort of carving or...
Yeah. Yep.
What is your best selling?
Probably the little studs, the little geometric studs in different shapes with half of it 22 karat gold.
Okay.
Those are really popular. And then some essential oil diffusing pendants, like little dainty ones.
Oh, okay.
So, yep. Those would be my best sellers. And then hanging planters still are too. And or what you call the living necklace.
Look, it looks like a living necklace to me.
No, it's not.
So I kind of wanted to go back to, you were talking about inspiration and color palettes. And one of the things I think that most people who are familiar with your work would say is that you're known for sort of a very vibrant color palette.
You
use a lot of great colors. Are those colors that you mix yourself, or you sort of?
No, I'm with glaze. Glaze looks totally different before it's fired. Well, some of them look pretty true to what they're gonna fire to, but like there are some colors that it when you paint it on the piece before it's fired, it looks red, and then you fire it and it looks blue. So you can't really mix them very well. Some of the underglazes you kind of can. I've messed with that, but it's always hit and miss. I've had some really ugly pieces come out, and I'm like, that is not what I was going for. But yeah, so with glaze, you just kind of have to pick colors that complement each other well. And I have always done really vibrant colors, but right now I've kind of been into earthier ones and more matte. And so I'm hoping like maybe Benchmade, my collection for that will be a little more toned down.
Okay.
But it's hard to get away from the bright colors because people love them. So there will probably still be some of those around too.
Sure.
Yep. Little plug for Benchmade.
Yeah, coming up on May 26th.
Tell us about two of your favorite makers in Omaha or in the Midwest. Maybe people that aren't at Bench.
All right. Oh, it's hard to pick two. In Kansas City, there's another ceramic artist. Since I'm a ceramic artist, I'm going to go with that. Sweet Destructor. Her name is Evie, and I can't think of her last name. She's, I think, been at Made before. And she does some really cool ceramic art.
What kind of ceramic art?
She does mugs, and she does like random animals she'll make little figurines of. But I love her little like whiskey tumblers, Ben.
Hey.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
She does a lot of like eyes and animals and cool designs, and she does a lot of like black and white. And then another favorite that I feel like not a lot of people have heard of maybe is Kelsey and Kelsey, and she does I believe it's watercolor and like sketches, and she does a lot of like celebrities. So she's done like the Seinfeld cast, and she's done Game of Thrones characters. I sent my sister one of the two Stark sisters for Christmas because we relate. And she's got a unique style with like blush cheeks and blush noses. And
is she in Omaha or where's she at?
She is here in Omaha. Okay. Yep. Yeah. That was really hard. I'm going to be like, oh, I didn't say this person and this.
So Joy, a lot of people know Earth and Joy for the jewelry that you make, the necklaces and the earrings, the living necklaces, also known as wall hanging planters. But what's next? What's new for Earth and Joy?
Yeah. So, I mean, the business has grown quickly, and I have a bigger kiln now that I was able to buy and a wheel. And so I'm doing a lot more like pieces on the wheel. So bigger planters, bowls, big trays, stuff like that. Trying to fill the kiln up because it's a big kiln, and making little jewelry only fills half a shelf.
Sure.
So yeah, I'm making larger things and experimenting with more like different clay bodies, like higher fire ones. And so then I can use interesting glazes. And so there's going to be some different colors and some different products hopefully this spring. I was hoping to have them for the earlier shows, but sickness this winter kind of kept me from all of that. But, sure. But yeah.
Do you think we'll see those at Made in May?
Yes. Yeah.
Great.
For sure.
Well, Joy, awesome. Thank you for joining us. It's been a blast chatting with you this evening.
Same to you.
Where can people find your stuff?
I mean, we try and keep the website updated. My husband built me a beautiful website, so they can always go to shopearthandjoy.com. I love to do markets. That's my favorite, is interacting with people face-to-face. So there's lots of markets in the spring, and that's always in the Connect section of the website. And then people are always welcome to stop by Bench. I'm usually here when kids are in school. And I'm here late a couple nights too. So they can always come by the studio, and we're doing more open houses here. So those are fun to get to see artists at work and see product that doesn't usually make it to the shows. So
great. Any social media that people can find?
Definitely check out Instagram, Earth and Joy. It's EARTHEN. Like Earthenware, Earth and Joy on Instagram and Facebook.
Great. Well, for Build Things Better, I'm Zach Reinhart.
And I'm Ben Peterson.
We'll see you next time.